Hunter Pred was patrolling the waters of the Blue Divide, north of the island of Mescaro, a Wenghove outpost at the western edge of Elven territorial waters, when he saw the man clinging to the spar. The man was draped over the length of wood as if a cloth doll, his head laid on the spar so that his face was barely out of the water, one arm wrapped loosely about his narrow float to keep him from sliding away. His skin was burned and ravaged from sun, wind, and weather, and his clothing was in tatters. He was so still, it was impossible to tell if he was alive. It was the odd rolling movement of his body within the gentle swells, in fact, that first caught Hunter Pred's eye. Obsidian was already banking smoothly toward the castaway, not needing the touch of his master's hands and knees to know what to do. His eyes sharper than those of the elf, he had spotted the man in the water before Hunter and shifted course to effect a rescue. It was a large part of the work he was trained to do, locating and rescuing those whose ships had been lost at sea. The rock could tell a man from a piece of wood or a fish 1,000 yards away. He swung around slowly, great wings stretched wide, dipping toward the surface and plucking the man from the waters with a sure and delicate touch. Great claws wrapped securely but gently about the limp form, the rock lifted away again. Depthless and clear, the late spring sky spread away in a brilliant blue dome, brightened by sunlight that infused the warm air and reflected in flashes of silver off the waves. Hunter Pred guided his mount back toward the closest piece of land available, a small atoll some miles from Mescaro. There he would see what, if anything, could be done. They reached the atoll in less than half an hour, Hunter Pred keeping Obsidian low and steady in his flight the entire way. Black as ink, and in the prime of his life, the Rock was his third as a wing rider, and arguably the best. Besides being big and strong, Obsidian had excellent instincts and had learned to anticipate what Hunter wished of him before the wing rider had need to signal it. They had been together 5 years, not long for a rider and his mount, but sufficiently long in this instance that they performed as if linked in mind and body. Lowering to the leeward side of the atoll in a slow flapping of wings, Obsidian deposited his burden on a sandy strip of beach and settled down on the rocks nearby. Hunter Pred jumped off and hurried over to the motionless form. The man did not respond when the wing rider turned him on his back and began to check for signs of life. There was a pulse and a heartbeat. His breathing was slow and shallow, but when Hunter Pred checked his face, he found his eyes had been removed and his tongue cut out. He was an elf, the wing rider saw, not a member of the Wing Hove, however. The lack of harness scars on his wrists and hands marked him so. Hunter examined his body carefully for broken bones and found none. The only obvious physical damage seemed to be to his face. Mostly he was suffering from exposure and lack of nourishment. Hunter placed a little fresh water from his pouch on the man's lips and let it trickle down his throat. The man's lips moved slightly. Hunter considered his options and decided to take the man to the seaport of Brackenclell, the closest settlement where he could find an elven healer to provide the care that was needed. He could take the man to Mescaro, but the island was only an outpost. Another wing rider and himself were its only inhabitants. No healing help could be found there. If he wanted to save the man's life, he would have to risk carrying him east to the mainland.